God's plan to redeem the planet. Did you know that God's creation was perfect? There was no humidity, cold, extreme heat, sickness, disease, and pandemics. There were no earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, or monsoons. The Bible says that God saw all that he made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, and the sixth day, Genesis 1:31. Life was perfect in the Garden of Eden. If it was so perfect, why did Adam and Eve mess it up so much? They had total freedom and perfection, but they could not overcome the temptation to disobey the one rule from God. But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat it, surely you will die. Genesis 2:17. It seems insane that they couldn't follow the one rule. Hey, do you ever struggle with obedience and following rules? I do. We all struggle with our old nature, the emotional and psychological DNA we had before we surrendered to Jesus. Because of the fall, all of creation is cursed. That's why there's sickness and disease. And that's why we struggle with old age and any other natural disasters. I remember the day I experienced a natural disaster. It was terrifying and overwhelming. It happened in Florida near Fort Myers. My buddies and I were there for spring break, and we pitched a tent and looked for parties and alcohol. One morning, we were rudely awakened by a flood that had been caused by a hurricane. The National Guard had to save us from sure death. It was terrifying. Fallen creation can kill you, but it wasn't planned this way. Disobedience caused the curse, and God wants to cancel the consequences of the fall. He's redeemed us. But the full redemption of the earth and our bodies is forthcoming. Romans 8:38, for I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers nor height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow. Hey, God doesn't cause natural disasters, sickness, or pandemics. These are not acts of God. He's a good God. And I can assure you that his plans for you are always good. Creation is still flawed, but we can lean on a loving God to help us cope and overcome until he comes. Because you are a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.